This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the U.S. Senate dealt a final blow to President Bush's immigration bill. Also, the Supreme Court voted to limit the use of race in school integration efforts and agreed to hear appeals from detainees at Guantanamo. And the White House cited executive privilege after being served with a series of congressional subpoenas. NPR senior news analyst Dan Schuer joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Her name is Lena, by the way, and you'll be meeting her soon.
I look forward to it.
The compromise immigration bill just didn't get enough votes in the Senate to end debate. It never even came to a vote. With the advantage of a few days of hindsight, what went wrong?
I think in two large areas things went wrong. One was that inherently the problem of immigration is very, very difficult to solve, even if everybody wanted to try. But in this case, there was a word called amnesty which crept into this, and amnesty became kind of a symbol of what Americans are beginning to worry about, whether illegal people come in and act illegally, and all of that. The other thing that went wrong from the point of view of this thing was that President Bush no longer commands very great support. Mm-hmm. While the Democrats voted against him, so did a lot of Republicans. This is, I think, for President Bush, he will look back to this as a day he truly became a lame duck. It
becomes an issue in the campaign?
Everything becomes an issue in the campaign, that's right. And I'm sure that as we approach the campaign, it's going to be who did this or that on illegal immigrants.
Let me ask you about the Supreme Court that made several important decisions this week. And I want to start with ruling on school integration. The court said that public school systems now, as I understand it, can no longer explicitly take race into account in efforts to diversify student bodies. Now, it's been more than half a century since the Brown versus Board of Education decision. What's the significance of this one?
Well, I think the fight for diversity in this country seems to be entering a new phase with this decision. At one time, it was enough to say that we must have people of different races sitting together. If necessary, we'll send them in buses. And it's turned out that didn't solve all the problems. Then you had other problems that were entered and became complicated with Hispanics and others. It was no longer a question of a black-white ratio, mm-hmm. but it became much more difficult. And the fact that you might be able to sit next to somebody of another race, but if you then went back to a home in poverty and if you faced various other problems, it was no longer enough simply to say, we will diversify. Mm-hmm. At least so this Supreme Court ruled.
The court also reversed itself and agreed to hear appeals from detainees at Guantanamo.
Yes, it is terribly interesting. I cannot conceive of what's going to happen. You have to have representatives of the people in Guantanamo standing in front of the Supreme Court and engaged in a contest with the United States government.
Senate Judiciary Committee, talking about a contest, issued a series of subpoenas this week to people in the White House, the Justice Department, the Vice President's office. Senators want information about the firings of U.S. attorneys and warrantless wiretapping.
Right.
The White House cites executive privilege and so far says they will not be honored. What do you make of this basis?
Well, it's a classic thing. Executive privilege comes up when the president doesn't want to answer a subpoena. I can still remember 1973 when Senator Sam Ervin, the head of the Watergate Committee, at one point threatened to send the Senate Sergeant of Arms to the White House to arrest people who were under subpoena. I don't think that will happen. Mm-hmm. But yes, the president has put his foot down on this thing, and this may end up in court, although I suspect it'll still be in the courts when the president has retired.
Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, a voice respected especially in the area of foreign affairs on both sides of the aisle, gave a speech on the Senate floor calling for the president to change course in Iraq. He said clearly the present course is failing. What's the significance of his expression?
Well, if he could count on anybody, it had to be on the loyalist Dick Lugar, who always supported him when others didn't. And if he turns, then there is not very much support left for the president at all on this war. And I suspect that there will be others following and that in the end they will really have to go to some plan B.
President Bush is meeting on Sunday with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Kennebecport, Maine, a Bush family vacation retreat. Relations between the United States and Russia have been strained recently, to say the least, over a number of issues.
Right.
What do you look for the best possibility to come out of this meeting?
The best possibility is that they don't have any bust-up between them and come out and say nasty things about each other. Mm-hmm. If none of that happens, that already is a big plus, considering what relations are between the United States and Russia right now. But they are apparently working on getting some kind a piece of paper, I think, which they'll be able to agree upon, which will try to go further in fighting proliferation of nuclear weapons around the world.
Which both countries have an interest in doing.
It's something they can still agree on. They don't agree on much else anymore.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Thank you. Welcome home again.